On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Dikmini Mayor Polly Sikaunda says they're hoping to assist more than 100,000 job seekers through their new labour programme. The municipality launched the Unemployment Insurance Fund Labour Activation Programme yesterday. It's aimed at finding jobs for beneficiaries in various sectors in KZN, as well as offering training in Durban, UK, Ugu and Harigwala. Kaunda says he's pleased with the efforts being made to address entry-level requirements for the unemployed.
We've been making a call that there is an animal called experience, and that animal always presents its ugly face when young people want to apply for the job. I'm also proud and confident that in our city, when you apply for an entry-level job, we don't require your experience. We require your CV and your performance in the interview.
Community safety officials are appealing to residents in Inanda for information on yesterday's deadly shootings. A woman and two men were killed by gunmen who stole a minibus taxi and later abandoned the vehicle. One person survived the attack. Spokesperson for the KZN Department of Community Safety, Tando Biela.
Police have recovered a minibus taxi that was taken by the suspect and used as a getaway vehicle. The minibus was recovered in Duzu. MEC Hlomuka has appealed to members of the community to come forward with information that will assist law enforcement to track and apprehend these wanted suspects.
Police on Monday recovered the body of a man who was killed in the area. It's not known if the two incidents are linked. Now, Australian officers have defended their decision to declare a knife attack at a Sydney church an act of terrorism. Authorities say they made the call in line with state law, which refers to attacks motivated by a religious or ideological cause. Four people were wounded, including the bishop, in the stabbing spree said to have been carried out by a teenage boy. The 16-year-old's in custody. Community leaders are concerned about the impact of the terrorism declaration, believing police may have jumped the gun. And finally, Adidas appears to be back on track following its breakup with Kanye West. The sportswear firm says it expects profits to reach more than $800 million this year. It cut ties with the rapper following several remarks he made that were viewed as anti-Semitic. The company plans on selling his remaining Yeezy stock, with some of the cash going to charities which work on combating hate. A recap of our lead story, Etiquette Mayor Olisi Gondas says they're hoping to assist more than 100,000 job seekers through their new labour programme. You've been with the East Coast Radio Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.